The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. Last Sunday in the jungle, the men in stripes struck early.
It's a touchdown!
And often.
Baby Hawk takes it into the end zone for a Bengals touchdown!
And put pressure on the quarterback.
He throws one up in the air that's intercepted by Pat Sims, of all people. The sumo wrestler with a pick.
The final, 31-13 over the defending champs.
You put in the work on the little things, and the little things enabled you to make the big plays you've been speaking about. The big plays that we need to continue to do throughout the rest of the season. And that's how you do it.
Today, the Orange and Black are going to Kansas City. We'll do a flyby next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with Head Coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horn. He is Dave Lapham. And this week, the Bengals are on the road. They head to Kansas City to take on the 1-8 Chiefs. It has obviously been a tough year for Kansas City, but they look good on Monday night, taking the Steelers to overtime. And historically, they've been very good at home.
Well, it's a hard place to play. It could be a very loud crowd. They're a good team defensively. If you look, I mean, Baltimore beat them, was it 9-6 or whatever it was, and obviously an overtime win last night. They take and beat New Orleans in overtime, so they're playing really good defense. If you look at the numbers of things, and they've got some good players over there, and offensively they've got a great 1-2 bunch in Jamal Charles and Peyton Hillis, as well as their outside wideout, Dwayne Bowe, is one of the best receivers in the National Football League.
When you look at it, like you mentioned, Coach, played the Ravens off their feet, played the Steelers off their feet. You know, three-point defeats. Romeo Crennel, Brian Daboll, they were in Cleveland together. They know this division, so preparation for this division seems to be a strong suit since they played so well against these two common opponents.
Yeah, I think there is something to that. And, you know, it's physical football. They kind of see themselves a physical running football team. And so very similar, put together, you know, close to the same way.
The stats back that up. They're number one in the AFC in rushing. They're number five in the AFC in total defense. Why are they losing? 30 turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers and penalties are hurting them. And those are the things that, you know, they're turning the football over quite a bit. They're not getting as many defensively. And then they're having the untimely and foolish penalties, personal foul varieties and things like that hurt you in football games.
Yeah, that celebration penalty on Monday night was crazy.
No, they avoided a couple others. So.
Yeah, no doubt. When we talk about turnovers, you know, Matt Cassel has to come to mind. 12 interceptions, lost 7 fumbles. I mean, he's personally responsible for 19 of their 30 giveaways. That's crazy. That in 9 football games.
Well, and you saw, I think if you look at him as they've gone lately, he's pulling the ball down and he's running now more. And, you know, because that way you're at least maintaining the football. So he's dangerous that way. So we have to do a really good job if he is the quarterback, whether he is Quinn, we're not sure who will be the starter, that whoever it is, because Brady Quinn has that same kind of athleticism and can run, that we do a great job in our pass rush lanes and we don't lose vision on the quarterback as we're trying to rush him. But we have to stop the running game in order to get them to play into our hands.
You mentioned Jamal Charles earlier, had the torn ACL last year, but he's come back in a big way, had 233 yards in their only win this year.
Yeah, he's a fine runner. I really have a lot of respect for him. And we've played against him, you know, back, I think, in 09. It was 09 or 10. And he's a good runner, and you got to really tackle this guy. This guy's a slippery runner, much like Chris Johnson of Tennessee. So you really have to do a great job of getting guys around him and making sure we get him wrapped up and on the ground.
Let's talk about your great performance last week. I want to look at the defensive line for a second, because you used 7 guys, and they all had impact plays in that game.
Well, they did. They all impacted the football game, from the 4 starters, obviously, to Pat Sims, to Wallace Gilberry. And also with Robert Gathers and Carlos, depending on who you count as a starter.
Right.
So they all had big plays in the football game. Michael Johnson, Gino, Domitapeko. So they all contributed, and sacks, fumbles, caused fumbles, recovered fumbles, and pressure on the quarterback. But I think it starts with, we did a great job our 11 guys playing the running game to begin the football game. And when we were up in position, and then when they threw the ball outside quick on the wide receiver screens in order to, when they had runs called and they didn't want to run into the teeth of the defense, and they threw the ball outside, Adam Jones made a great tackle. Leon Hall had a great tackle under pressure, and Terrence Newman had a great tackle. So we tackled the catch outside, which prevented, you know, those gains, and so it made it second and 10 or third and long when they threw the balls outside on those running plays.
I know you were really pleased with how your football team was put together at the end of training camp. You were excited to see how it would unfold and hadn't put together a complete game until the game against the New York Giants. Was that the football team that you were thinking you were going to see coming out of camp?
Well, I think really the explosiveness on offense and the athleticism, the ability to make plays on defense, apply pressure, cover, be tight in coverage, and make plays on the football. You know, we built a lead in this game, and we didn't squander it. At the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, we were able to take the ball away in those situations. Again, different than maybe against the Redskins and Cleveland, where we allowed the team, even though we were up by two scores, we allowed them to close the cushion a little bit.
Right.
And in this football game, we were able to keep enough cushion that it really didn't matter at the end of the football game.
Cushion is nice.
Cushion is great.
Best of luck this week.
Hey, Bengal fans, it's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the Double Quarter Pounder and the Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Pound one today.
Remal Lugo with a direct hit on the Giants running back.
Eli Manning back to throw, dumps it off over the middle, and Maualuga absolutely flattens Ahmad Bradshaw. It looked like a car wreck.
Ball came out. The ball came out, and Geno Atkins has the football. What are they doing? Are they blowing it dead or what? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We've got sports channels, kids channels, news channels, and channels about channels. Now you can watch almost 200 channels live on your iPhone, iPad, and laptop. We make watching TV even better. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better. We've got sports channels, kids channels, news channels, and channels about channels. Now you can watch almost 200 channels live on your iPhone, iPad, and laptop. We make watching TV even better. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Feel the power and excitement of NFL football in Paul Brown Stadium. The anticipation, the celebration, the roar of the crowd. Be part of all of the action and excitement and help build a loud home field advantage for Andy Dalton, AJ Green, and your Cincinnati Bengals. Join us in the jungle. Get your seats for a Bengals home game now. Call the Bengals ticket hotline today at 513-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com. Be there.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road.
That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver.
So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Now, that's interesting. Six people from the same office, all six wearing blue shirts. They're more in sync than chicken dancers at Oktoberfest. But look at all their different tastes. Coney's, double deckers, 3, 4, and 5 ways. Funny, really. No one agrees on what they want to eat, but everyone agrees on the one chili parlor where they want to eat it. I find that humbling. Not surprising, but humbling. The flavor of Cincinnati.
Some people are just more into the Bengals than others. We get that. That's why, as the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, Fifth Third Bank has the perfect deal. Now with Bengals checking, you'll receive 10% off purchases at the Bengals Pro Shop. That's 10% off all sorts of cool Bengals gear.
Really?
Make your mark. Show your team pride and get Bengals checking.
What?
Visit your nearest banking center for details. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. Discount not available on game days.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, McDonald's, I'm loving it, and by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for the AFC North Rundown. It is brought to you by Time Warner Cable. The Ravens lead the division at 7-2, Pittsburgh 6-3, the Bengals 4-5, Cleveland brings up the rear at 2-7, and finally, for the first time this year, a matchup between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. They will play twice in the next 3 weeks.
And will Ben Roethlisberger be the quarterback in those games? You know, it'd be a shock if he plays against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. As we know, Ben Roethlisberger is a big, big key to success for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He creates all these plays, extends plays, and he is the undisputed leader of the football team. Will the Pittsburgh Steelers be able to do a little bit more defensively, do a little bit more in the running game, take it up a notch in special teams? Because the Baltimore Ravens see blood in the water, and the Baltimore Ravens know they can bury the Pittsburgh Steelers with a sweep in the next 3 weeks of that football team.
And the Ravens coming off a 55-point performance last week against Oakland. Cleveland is at Dallas this week.
And the Dallas Cowboys stayed alive, you know. Let's face it, they had a big win against the Philadelphia Eagles, big division win, and they're still in the hunt in their estimation. The Cleveland Browns aren't, so... how will Cleveland respond down there in Dallas? Because I think Dallas is going to play very, very hard.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week.
Let's look at our champion window of opportunity against the Giants. A penalty gave Adam Jones a second chance.
It really did. Steve Weatherford, the punter, had given the Bengals a bad field position, pinned him inside the 20-yard line. The only penalty of the game against the Giants. 5-yard penalty, ended up a 75-yard penalty because the window opened back up as Adam Jones came under the football, made a bunch of marvelous cuts, and found many windows of opportunity, cutting, zigging, and zagging down the football field. 68 yards later, short field for the Bengals offense, put another touchdown on the board, up 14-0 against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Champion gives you the opportunity to watch your energy bills drop with new energy-saving windows, built to order from Champion's factory to you, with premium quality at a wholesale value.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best!
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
My name's Shane. I want to work at NASA, and I want to be an aerospace engineer. I have a rare genetic skin condition, epidermolysis bullosa.
Right at birth, we knew he had this very rare condition, and the hospital we were at really knew nothing about it. Well, we were amazingly lucky to have moved to Cincinnati from North Carolina.
I would not be able to survive without Cincinnati Children's. Everything that I've planned to do is now possible.
Bengals fans, the Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium is ready for cold weather with a large selection of long sleeve tees, fleece sweatshirts, and hooded sweatshirts from Nike and 47 brand. Stay warm at the game in a new Bengals cold weather jacket. Check out the new collection of knit caps and gloves, women's, children's apparel, and more. Everything you need for Bengals football season is here in the Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Call 513-455-8484 or shop online at Bengals.com.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show up to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
The Bengals Pro Shop offers Cincinnati's best selection of team merchandise, including all new Nike apparel. Visit the Pro Shop 7 days a week, located on the north side of Paul Brown Stadium, or shop online at Bengals.com.
Great to be joined this week by offensive coordinator Jay Gruden. The Bengals coming off a terrific performance in their victory over the Giants. And Jay, it all began up front, didn't it?
It did. They did a nice job. You know, we opened enough running lanes to keep them honest. And when we did throw the ball, they did an excellent job of keeping Andy clean and upright. And Andy did a good job of maneuvering in the pocket and finding some other seams and guys open.
Coach, did you feel like the holiday season had started early because of all these short fields, punt return, your defense? You only had to negotiate 275 yards to get 31 points, and you got them all. You were great in the red zone, finished all your drives.
Yeah, it was a great field position. Special teams, defense did an outstanding job of getting us set up, and it was also nice to see us finish not only with touchdowns, but we also converted some big third downs to get those touchdowns, and that's kind of been our nemesis, the third downs in the red zone. We were able to put them all together in that game and convert, I think, three third downs for touchdowns and make some big plays.
First five passes were to A.J. Is that what the Giants were giving you, or was it a specific effort to try and get him the ball right off the bat?
Both. You know, you want to try to give him the ball, and some of them we had some run-pass type checks where if he was being doubled, we'd run the ball. If it was single coverage, we'd go out there and throw it to him. So Andy did a nice job of managing the running game, but also managing the passing game and not running us into any unblockable fronts. So it was a great job by him all day.
You did a great job of I always like watching the chess match between you two coordinators, you know, who's loading the box and how you got unloaded by formation. And you did a great job by formation and creativity getting your one-on-ones. You know, you got one-on-one matchups, and the guys won their one-on-one matchups and scored touchdowns for you.
That's the big thing is when you do get the one-on-one matchup, somebody's got to win, and the ball's got to be delivered accurately and on time. And Andy did a great job of delivering it accurately. I mean, the first touchdown Hawkins scored, you know, the guy was draped all over him, but he threw the ball in only one place that it could be caught, and Andrew made a great one-handed catch. And those are the type of plays we have to have in order for us to compete with the very good teams. We have to have the great throw, the great finish, the great catch, things that have been lacking a little bit towards our losing streak. We started to see things happen against the Giants.
Mohamed Sanu had a big game, a touchdown catch, a third and long catch, a fourth down catch. Have you seen him growing and getting better at practice?
No question. Mo's not the guy that's going to jump off the screen at you when you're watching practice film. He just kind of lumbers around there and catches everything, and you yawn. And, it's not until you put him in the game that you realize what he's really worth. And he's got a great feel for the game, a natural feel for the game, and he finds holes when the quarterback scrambles. He knows how to use his big body. He's got big, strong hands, and we can use him in the backfield as a running back from time to time. And you know, maybe we'll tinker with some more wildcat as the season goes on. He is an outstanding weapon for our offense, and he's proven his worth for sure.
You face the Chiefs this week, 1-8, but you look at the defense, fifth best in the AFC, 11th best in the NFL. It's really turnovers that the offense has given up that explains their bad record.
No question. They have a very solid defense, and they can rush the passer as they all can now, and their secondary is playing pretty well, and they mix up their coverages very well, and it's going to be a tight match at their place. They're, I'm sure, angry, and they're going to come out firing at their home place, and we just got to go out and play a solid game again and run the ball effectively and also take advantage of their single high safeties and man-to-man coverages and hopefully make them pay.
Jay, best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Now let's take a look at the Heinz Red Zone play of the game from last week's game. On 3rd and 8 at the Giants' 10-yard line, Andy Dalton throws a strike to Jermaine Gresham for the touchdown.
Andy straight back to throw. Fires for Gresham in the end zone. Touchdown!
That was the Heinz Red Zone play of the game. Be sure to visit Cincinnati area Kroger stores where you'll find thick, rich Heinz tomato ketchup, the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency is proud to present Bengals First and Green in an effort to keep our city and state beautiful. Join the First and Green team at home, at work, or on game days at Paul Brown Stadium. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Ralph is from Cincinnati. His favorite Bengals player is A.J. Green. His favorite food is chicken tenders and fries. And his favorite sport is baseball. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club presented by Walgreens and the Cincinnati Zoo by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Let's get to your questions in our Bengals Curious Q&A presented by Fifth Third Bank. Our first question comes from Alex. Why do you think Ray Maoluga has played better lately?
Dan, I really think that the weight loss has helped him. I think he's moving around on the football field a lot better, and he's diligent about continuing to lose the weight and keeping it off. And I think he's playing with more confidence. I think he's realizing he can get to the spots that he's supposed to get to without having to overdo it, overcommit too early. He can be more patient because he can move better. And I think as a result, he's playing much, much better. Everybody around him is playing pretty good too, keeping blockers off of him. And his self-confidence is rising.
Question two comes from Tim. Why do the coaches put Brandon Tate out for punt returns instead of Adam Jones?
I think it's a number of snaps issue for Adam Jones, and he had to play a lot of snaps at the cornerback position because the New York Giants fell behind and had to go by formation with a lot of personnel groups that got Adam Jones involved as that extra cornerback, therefore lessen his snaps and the hits that he might take on special teams. That 68-yard punt return was magnificent, obviously. But Tate and Adam Jones, I mean, Adam Jones is second in the NFL in punt return. Tate's in the top 10 as well. So to have two options like that is pretty good.
All right. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank.
Thanksgiving's coming soon. What are you thankful for?
I can't wait for the food, for the leftovers, and for the desserts. But honestly, you know, just thankful to be alive, thankful for family, thankful for loved ones, and, you know, thankful to be able to do what I love doing.
I'm just thankful for my family and the opportunity to just play this game.
Very thankful for good health and an opportunity to play here in Cincinnati, and my family around me and my friends around me support me as well.
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, and I'm thankful for my relationship with Jesus Christ.
You know, obviously family and friends, they're really important to you and to everybody, and you know, they're a great support staff for you, and I'm very thankful for them.
I'm just thankful for God's grace that comes through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be the person that I am today, and it's by his grace, so I'm thankful for God's grace.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Relax, you're at Great Clips.
Time for a quick timeout, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. It involves A.J. Green. He did not catch a touchdown pass in the season opener at Baltimore, but he's had one in every game since. That's 8 in a row.
It really isn't. Okay, so the question is, name the wide receivers in Bengals franchise history that have had a touchdown reception in at least 8 consecutive football games.
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
I present to you Algebra 2 and Foreign Languages. Who will step up to their challenge?
Me.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Winners everywhere know you've got to be successful on the Heinz Red Zone. Let's take a look. It's late in the game and things look bleak. But a perfect pass in the Heinz Red Zone saves the day.
No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. It's the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at Kroger.
The Heinz Red Zone, where everyone's a winner.
What's the word on the street?
High Price is coming to town.
High Price?
I hear he's setting up shop on our beat.
Can't let that happen.
I've got a team in mind that'll fight High Price Gang.
Oh, yeah?
50% off Comparat pricing at other stores doesn't mean you're getting the best deal in town. Come into Furniture Fair, we guarantee you the lowest price.
Those prices are untouchable.
It's our duty to protect the public against High Price.
We ran High Price out of town before.
We'll do it again, partner. We'll do it again.
CBO, cheddar, bacon, onion.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
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 Say hello to McDonald's new
Tremendous
CBO. Smooth cheddar, crispy bacon, grilled onions on the Angus Third Pounder or premium chicken sandwiches. CBO, the simple joy of
Tremendous.
Yeah.
ProSource, leader in document technologies, is proud to offer the total pro experience.
Productivity is my biggest issue. Can you provide document solutions that improve efficiency? Can you change our service program as our business needs change?
Here's the big question. Can you guarantee it?
The Total Pro experience means we deliver the best solutions with exceptional service, guaranteed.
For the Total Pro experience, go straight to the source.
Totally.
Attention Bengals fans, tickets are available for the Raiders versus Bengals game on November 25th. Call the Bengals ticket hotline at 866-621-TDTD or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell, LiveMoss. Fans, don't forget to shop at Meijer and bring your non-perishables to the game against the Raiders on November 25th for the Meijer Canned Food Drive, benefiting the Free Store Food Bank.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. Name the Bengals receivers who have had a touchdown catch in eight or more consecutive games.
And obviously we know A.J. Green is one. And then it's kind of a two-part answer on the remaining two, because T.J. Hushmanzada did it eight straight games in the same season. Carl Pickens went 10 straight games, but over two seasons. So if A.J. goes 11 in a row, he's the undisputed champion of consecutive game touchdown catches.
Quarterback Andy Dalton was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week by the NFL. Dalton completed 21 of 30 for 199 yards and four touchdowns with no picks. Congratulations, Andy. Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights. The game plan for this week's Bengals win is printed and copied by ProSource, the official document solutions provider to the Cincinnati Bengals. Go straight to the source for all of your game-winning document solutions and experience the Total Pro Guarantee available only at ProSource.
Let's go straight to the source. We step into Lap's lab for this week's game plan.
Well, the first thing to me, Dan, is the intangible out of the laboratory. And the biggest intangible in this football game for me is mindset. The Cincinnati Bengals, they're coming off handling the success of the sweet nectar of their most complete game in not just this season, I think in a while, in quite a while. Every phase of the football game dominated the defending Super Bowl champion. Can they handle that success? Will they go to Kansas City and maintain that edge? They had a nice edge to them against the New York football Giants. On the flip side, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were all in Monday night. I mean, they wanted that game badly. And they played pretty sound football, but instead of making big plays at critical times, they made big mistakes, and they lose an overtime game that's very, very disappointing. Will they be able to bounce back? Short week. Bounce back? It's going to be tough for them, so I think the mindset's huge. Turnovers, we talked about it earlier. Kansas City, 30 giveaways, last in the NFL, and they've been non-discriminatory. 15 interceptions, 15 fumbles lost, both worse in the NFL. Minus 20. You can't go minus 20 after nine games, last in the NFL. The Bengals are going to have to take advantage of that. Finally, red zone. The Bengals did a great job against the Giants, keeping them out of the end zone, making them kick field goals in the red zone, and then they scored touchdowns themselves. Do it again to the Chiefs. The Chiefs have only scored a touchdown in the red zone 31.6% of the time, dead last in the National Football League. Three, hold them to three, you get seven, you win games.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lapp and for Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Hoard. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies at Arrowhead Stadium.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. Heinz, the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.